Hello guys, welcome to the first episode of the Hunkaphilia Zone. Yes, I know a lot of people are still trying to like grasp the meaning of Hunkaphilia. I believe that if you stick with me in this podcast, in no time you'll get used to the word Hunkaphilia, okay? Thank you for being around. I hope that you find this podcast relevant because I'm hoping it will be a channel to connect with other women that are trying to find love mostly online, because there's a difference between being a sweller, someone that is into interracial dating while living abroad, and there's another thing completely to be looking for an interracial relationship while still living in Nigeria. Now, a lot of conversations have been going on about leaving Nigeria, and even though people try to like shame people for saying, oh, they want to leave, you know, I don't think there's anything shameful about it. Your legs are not tied down to Nigeria. So it's okay if you want to date a white man, or, you know, date an Indian guy, you want to move to Asia, you want to move to China, you know, it's okay. I just feel like a lot needs to be said about online dating for Nigerian women, because when you think of online dating, people just say, oh, as soon as you're on a dating site, it seems like they dread you because you're Nigerian, and they are scared that, oh, this person could just be trying to scam me. Now, I'm not going to say that every Nigerian woman online is genuine. It comes with the Yahoo package, you know. But I believe that there are some that are actually genuinely out there to find love. So this podcast is for Nigerian women, just to validate the fact that your existence and your wants and desire for something beyond the borders is valid. So today, the first episode, oh, and by the way, if I didn't say it, my name is Ebube, and I have been engaging in online dating for a while, and I just felt like, okay, we should have this, you know. This was supposed to start earlier, but I needed that conviction that I should do this, and I got it when I found someone else who expressed discomfort over finding love online. I was like, okay, you know what? Let's do it. So yes, this is the first episode. Now, I'm going to give you a... let me say the topic first. Today, we're talking about are Nigerian women allowed to have sexual preferences? I'm talking about the fact that you hear a lot of Nigerian men tell you, you're not my type. You know, anyways, vice versa, it's not just Nigerian men. But most of the time for me, you know, I've kind of like faced that when it comes to like skin color, because I've experienced certain levels of colorism from men that I found sexually attractive, like Nigerian men I found sexually attractive. You know, I tell them I like you, and they turn around to, you know, try to use the side to say, they imply that me being dark skinned is something they're not like really into, which is fine. But today the question is, are we as Nigerian women allowed to have sexual preferences? And this comes down to the fact that when you accept the fact that probably you're not just into Nigerian men anymore, and a lot of reasons, like, let's be honest here, people would say, oh, it's not like white men are better or anything. Yes, they're not. Everybody has, like, every race has their own problems. But I feel like when it comes to Nigerian men, there are a lot of things, you know, a lot of issues. And I'll give an example. So I was talking to a guy I liked, and I was like, if I do get married to you, because he was actually talking about us getting married, I'm not changing my last name. And you could see this level of discomfort, you know. And at that point, I realized that it is not normal in the Nigerian society to say you don't want to change your last name, you know, you want to keep your father's name, which is fine. But at some point, call it feminism craze, call it whatever it is, but Nigerian women are now coming to terms, owning a lot of things about themselves, from their sexuality, from their financial life, you know, everything. They are beginning to own a lot of things that concerns them. And one of the things for me that stands out is the fact that I'm beginning to accept every part of me. And the idea of changing my last name has always seemed like I'm throwing away my identity, you know, it has always seemed that way to me. So I was like, I'm not changing my last name. If I do have kids, they can have my husband's name. I don't know. That's not like really important, but I don't want to change my last name. But what I would not do is to make, to pressurize someone else to change their impression. You know, you have Nigerian men saying they want a wife that works, but the wife that is at home to meet them on time, which is, it's not like it's restricted to Nigerian men, but I feel like it's a lot more here because of our society. Our societies are highly patriarchal. That's just like an intro. So I'll give a story. When I first started saying that I was not attracted to Nigerian men anymore, I kept saying I was attracted to white men, you know. And my friend was like, I should get off it. I was like, no, I don't find them attractive. I don't, you know. I can be talking to a Nigerian man now. I can go out with a guy. And halfway out, I just realized that that chemistry is not there. Now, I'm not going to say that, oh, if you find that you're attracted to white men, you will not at any point find black men attractive or cute or handsome, you know. But I feel like at some point when you begin to accept the fact that you really, really, really don't want to date a Nigerian, not because it is a bad thing, but because that is what you prefer, you begin to realize that people don't accept the fact that you are preferring that. So it either comes off that people end up ridiculing your decision, or they end up saying that we're going to find the person. And coupled with the fact that it's probably easier for people, maybe in South Africa, to use online dating to find someone, because, well, part of their history, they have white people living there, you know. But they don't have the record we have online. You know, we have to deal with the reputation of cyber fraud, you know, emotional fraud. It's harder to grasp the fact that you're going online just to genuinely find someone. So when people think of all these things, and it's not like you intend to, or you can afford going to do your master's or do your undergraduate program in any country of your choice, any European or maybe in America, I don't know, any country of your choice that is beyond Africa. So sometimes it's just that the only tool you have to connect is the internet. And when the internet is like a messed up place, you know. So yeah, still talking about Nigerian women and being allowed to have sex. Preferences. I don't want to limit it to sexual preferences, because if you talk about sexual preferences, that's like a whole ball game together. But preferences as per saying, choosing a Caucasian man over a black man. Over the course of this podcast, we're going to talk about whether it's right, you know, the consent, you know, every other thing. But today, I just wanted to like talk about this whole thing of, as a woman in Nigeria, especially. Maybe you're young, you're old. I'm young, so I don't know the experiences of older women in this situation. But for younger people, I think I can relate to knowing the fact that, okay, fine, this is what you want. And you just want to meet someone here. And then you get to move over and spend your time with them, like, live with this person without having to like live illegally, you know, like have a genuine relationship that allows you to move. I don't know whatever the reasons are, I don't care, but I do know that a large number of Nigerian women now are beginning to like prefer interracial dating, all thanks to globalization, you know, the internet and everything, you know. So yeah, I think more Nigerian women, if you are like me and you've decided that you don't want to date a Nigerian man, maybe yours is Ghana, you know, you want to date a Ghanaian, you want to date someone from Zimbabwe, you want to date someone from maybe South Africa, you know. I feel like we should begin to empower the idea that women are allowed to have preferences too. I once wrote an article where I talked about how women are not just objects, but they get to choose, you know. We get to choose, and this is not a feminism podcast. Although I identify as a feminist, but I want to make it clear, because very soon I believe, I mean, people might say it's, I don't know how people are going to interpret the podcast, but I'm just here to be real, you know. It's okay for you to be able to validate the fact that you want to date beyond Nigeria without guilt, emphasis on guilt. I feel like you need to accept that that is what you prefer. Accept it as your preference, you know. Accept it that this is something that you want, you know. Maybe you want cute kids. I don't subscribe to the idea of telling people that this is a way to live, this is the right way to live, this is the wrong way to live. Anyway, let me leave this for the day we talk about reasons for pursuing interracial relationship. That is next week. So yes, next week we're talking about reasons to pursue interracial relationship. So this is why you should stick around. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah. So anyway, I just feel like whatever your reason is, as far as that is what you want, it starts from you accepting that that is what you want. Everything will fall into place. Everything probably will fall into place. I feel like subsequently we'll have other women that have met their partners while still living in Nigeria, you know. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're not in Nigeria, I would try to be as inclusive as I can, because one thing I know is that if it's the case for Nigerian women, it's the case for Ghanaian women. If it's the case for Ghanaian women, it's the same case for Zimbabwean women. You know, it's like everywhere. Cameroon, maybe slightly different, but there are a lot of similarities, you get. So yes, this is actually the first episode, so I just wanted to talk about just the idea of actually thinking you want to date a white man, or you want to date a Japanese man beyond, or you want to date a Korean, you want to date Lee Min Ho, you want to have your own Namaste Wahala kind of experience. If that is what you want, it's okay to prefer that. That's just the, if you're taking nothing from this podcast so far, take it that it is valid. You wanting to date beyond Nigeria is valid. That is the beginning. That is a very valid point to start from. From that point, we can then talk beyond. So yeah, I think I've just given a quick introduction. This is an introductory episode. I didn't want to talk like in depth, but I do hope you join me next week, because I'll be releasing the next episode. As I said, is reasons to pursue an interracial relationship. The good reasons, the bad reasons, or whatever people perceive as the good reasons, or whatever people perceive as the bad, as the good and bad. Anyway, so yes, thank you. I remain Ebube, and thank you for joining. Please subscribe on Spotify, follow on Spotify, and wherever you're listening to this, I don't know, share it. Let's all japa together. Yeah, you can do it. All right, so enjoy the rest of your week. Stay beautiful and shine, sis. Bye.